What a day it's been. An interesting day. Just want to welcome you all. So glad that we're able to do this evening with so much uncertainty of what was going to be happening with the fires here. But I just want to welcome you all and just say how good it is to be with you now. And as we go on this journey this evening and just do a dive together on some things that we've been kind of been considering of late. And so I'm just really grateful to have Lana here with me this evening. She will be beginning with an opening prayer. And then after that, we'll be doing a sing-along. Of course, we're going to sing along while we're muted because we all know what happens on Zoom when we try to talk at the same time. And then we'll do a little presentation and some sharing and stuff. So I'd like to just let's take a breath together and get present. Wait for these other beloved ones to come in to the Zoom room. Welcome, welcome, everyone. I purposely chose a background with flowing water. I think you all know why. I'm putting it there. I'm imagining
All
it.
right, yes.
Yes. So I'd like to go ahead and have Lana, just invite Lana into the space and let us begin our time together with an opening prayer.
Thank you, Cece, and good evening, everyone. Before we get into the prayer, I just invite you to mute yourself if you're not already muted. And we'll just all take a deep breath together. And place your hand in front of your heart. And go ahead and close your eyes. Just allowing yourself to drop into this moment. And just feel into that gratitude that you have for this beautiful heart that beats. It pumps the blood through the body and enlivens it. Allowing yourself to come into a place of remembrance, a place of knowing the truth of your very being, the truth of us all. We are all emanations of that one divine presence. It guides us, always present as we learn to navigate this human experience. We can center in this presence, and we can now realize that we have access to an abundance of joyful possibilities, infinite peace, the highest love, that all of that resides in this centered place. In this place, we're already healed, already whole. Can you feel it? Feeling that higher truth of who we are pulsating into us as we allow that truth to be realized as we inhale. And as we exhale, letting the worries, letting the stress just release. Breathing in, allowing that highest love. Breathing out, letting go of all judgment. Breathing in, feeling into that peace. Breathing out and letting all distractions go. Becoming fully present now. As a conscious participant in this moment, breathing the body, breathing that spirit into the body more fully as we come into a deeper place of remembrance, that beautiful being that's dwelling within. I'm so grateful to be connected with you in this high place right now. I bless this sacred hour together, and I know that it's going to bring us exactly what each and every one of us need in this moment. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Lana. Thank you for getting us present in this moment so beautifully. After today, it feels like it'd be good to sing. So I'm going to have Jim go ahead and put up a video. This is a wonderful song that I hope one day we can sing together in the Dome. I know you guys heard it a couple years ago when Michael Beckwith and his wife at the time was here, Ricky Byers Beckwith. And the name of this song is called Holy, Holy Way. And so I'll invite you to mute yourselves, enjoy the song, enjoy the message, and sing along when you start to catch on. So go ahead, Jim.
Oh, let me love in a holy, holy way. Let me love
in a holy way.
Oh, let me know that love is all around me.
Oh, let me know that love is all around. share the good that's overflowing.
Let me share the good that's overflowing.
Oh, let my steps reveal a path of peace.
Let my steps reveal a path of peace.
Oh, let me talk each day a little kinder.
I love that song. I love how it feels when we sing those words. To let me love in a holy, holy way. To live, to serve in a holy, holy way. To me, this speaks to me of how it feels when I feel that divine connection in my body, in my mind, my heart. And just how powerful that feels when we truly are living life in that way, when we're loving that way. And recently, you know, a couple of weeks ago, we went through the Servers Council, very powerful time together. A lot of the conversations, a lot of the things that have been coming up in our services and discussions have really moved me in a lot of ways. And I find myself in this place of recognizing that there is a new cycle, a new layer of being that wants to express in my life. And it's funny because in my conversations with people lately, same things up. I love it when that happens because it proves what we always talk about, that there is a field in which we all are connected. And when we're in a field, especially as loving and as close-knit as many of us are, we really do begin to think together in the invisible. We begin to have ideas that are born. I might think a thought, and the next thing I know, someone else is doing it. So we're talking about the invisible layers of human experience. We touched on that last Sunday. And there's just so much we could explore in that way, right? I mean, when you really pause to think about the invisible layers, you start to realize how much of our experience is truly in the invisible. Every thought, emotion, idea, all these things that truly shape our experience, our life, is in the invisible. It's a layer. And I know what's coming up for me and something that I really wanted to dive into a little bit more deeply with all of you tonight. Is this idea of power. This idea of us stepping into this power more fully. We spoke not too long ago about authenticity and what it really means to be authentic, really. And it, as we discuss, this is about being our true divine selves. When we're moving in this life, fully aligned with that reality of our being. We are courageous. we act from a place of love and wisdom. We're guided. And what I have found in my experience recently, because so much is moving, is this authenticity that wants to come through is really the design of my own being that's always wanted to come through. And how many things in my human experience have derailed that, distracted me from it on some level. I mean, I think we all deal with that, right? I mean, we get distracted. We forget what it is we're here to really do, what our heart longs to do. And I wanted to share with you this idea, because we've been also, you know, this is a vibrational ministry, and we talk a lot about our frequency and vibration. And I don't know about all of you, but there's been a lot happening in our world lately, and it's really something to stay centered and to stay in your power in these circumstances. And yet, I know that many of us are doing a pretty good job of that, staying steady. You know, as you all know, today was a kind of a nerve-wracking day at Sunrise Ranch. Woke up this morning, the winds were howling, the smoke was billowing, and there was definitely some concern and a sense of, oh gosh, I wouldn't say fear or anxiety, but I don't know, just kind of tuned in to the circumstance, moving through it, trying to think of all the things to grab and to pack, and realizing in the middle of that, because I, you know, sometimes under those pressure, high pressure situations, I find that sometimes I can slip out of the vibration that I like to hold, you know, maybe get a little annoyed with my partner, especially when you're rushing around trying to get things done, and you know, they might want your attention for something, and it's like you're like this, right? Tunnel vision. So beyond this day, I think there's been a lot of this kind of moving for me, and just wanting to dive in a little bit deeper. We talked about some of the spiritual actions we can take to raise our vibration, to shift our consciousness and our experience. And I did a presentation, I think it was back in February sometime, and most of you, that was before COVID. So some of you may not have seen this. I'm not gonna do the whole presentation, but it's really a wonderful tool to point out some things when we talk about vibration and the frequency that those vibrations are moving at, and how that relates to our emotional realm and to our thinking realm. And there's actually measurements for those things. And then I wanna talk about some, what I like to call life hacks. I'm sure some of you have heard that term of like ways that when we know we are not where we really wanna be in ourselves, that we then can have some tools to shift into a vibration. So I'm going to share my screen here so we can kind of look at some of these slides, because I love, this is based on a book by David Hawkins called Power Versus Force. And when we, here we go. Everybody see this okay? Yep. Okay, cool. What I really love about this is it actually, you know, we hear all the time, raise your vibration. You know, we're here to do that, right? We're here, we know that as we raise our vibration, that affects the people around us, and that moves out into the world. We actually, by handling our own vibration and raising it up, actually, we're doing our part in this great mission that we have, the spiritual regeneration of humanity under the inspiration of the Spirit of God. So I wanted to take a look at this, and I'm just going to give you guys a moment to like look at it and notice on this chart where we're at the bottom. And you can see on the right side that that's kind of the view of life. So that's kind of the thinking piece. And then there's the associated emotional state. And then there's the actual measurement of the frequency. And he has these named different levels. And so in this experience that we've all been having, you can really see where people have been struggling with these lower frequencies, these lower vibrations. You know, we think about fear, grief. You know, some people, I was talking to somebody a while back and that had been struggling with grief, and she was telling me, she's like, now I'm just mad. I was like, that's good. That you're actually moving up the frequency chart. You're actually, anger is a higher vibration than grief. And so it's really interesting, as you go up on this chart, you start to see where courage, things really start to shift at courage. So I just kind of wanted you to take a look at this and, you know, realize too that all of us have this kind of, we move through different cycles, going in and out of some of these frequencies, you know. Even though we have this solid body, the truth of our being is very fluid. You know, we can have a day where we might be kind of aggravated. We might kind of be, you know, pushing against things. And then as we go up, things begin to move differently in our lives. So I want to share this, the difference between power versus force. So when we're in those upper vibrations, those upper frequencies, we're in our power. That is our authentic self. That is the divine being that we are. I really love the bottom bullet because to me, that is the feeling I get when I'm really in that place of power. The ability to transform instead of changing it. You ever been in that place where you're feeling that power and there's a problem and the problem somehow miraculously dissolves, falls away, a synchronicity comes in, a desire comes, and next thing you know, it's there. This is our power. And so such a important thing for us to be aware of these things and to be conscious of where we're at. Our emotional body is giving us hints. Our thoughts are giving us hints of where we're at and what we need to do to bring things up. Now, force, this is an interesting one. If you read the definitions here, as you can see, it's about pushing the material world. You're actually trying to control the circumstance through your physical actions or making effort. And the thing about force is it constantly needs to be fed. Have you ever noticed that in your life when you're really trying to, it's like, I need to figure out this problem. I need to figure out the solution and I need to do all this. And then you get kind of stressed out and maybe a little cranky because it doesn't quite go right. So this is the difference of power versus force. I have found this to be my experience. When I'm in that place, when I'm lit up by love, I am in tune with everyone around me. And it just seems like it just creates more power. It spreads. The hallmark of great leadership. An element of transformation. Force requires endless effort and renewal. It's an element of change. Sometimes we got to force things, right? It's something that is definitely part of our human experience, but it's really good to be aware that it shouldn't be all about that. Like the power is where the power is, right? So I just wanted to share this information and I know every time I see it and I look at where I'm at in my life and where I'm actually stepping into my power, actually in my authentic self, and when I'm not. And for me right now, because there's so much moving and so much that spirit is calling me to, that I really need to get clear. And I really have to be focused on standing in the power versus trying to force things in my life to happen. So I wanted to just kind of touch in, and what we're going to do here is do a sort of a reflection together, and think of a time in our own experience where we've been working with these things. Before we do that, I just want to touch in on some of the things that I do as what we call a life hack to move back into my power. So for me, prayer is a big one. Really surrendering to the divine, really feeling the love and the gratitude for this life. There's something that happens when I open my heart and mind to the divine presence that really helps to move me back into that place of power. Another thing is just being silly. Ever just be silly with your friends and you laugh and you're just being dorky? That raises my vibration. That puts me more in my power. And another thing that really works for me is like when I'm kind of getting judgmental, of, you know, especially around other people, they should be doing this or they shouldn't be doing this, is to pause and get real about what I'm grateful for about that person. Gratitude is kind of a magical thing. I know we all know about it. I'm preaching to the choir here, but it's a real thing when we are in circumstances like we are right now that are global. Each of us probably have personal things going on. Friends have things going on. And it is absolutely crucial right now. I feel it's crucial that we become even more masterful at being able to step back into our power and truly claim our authentic self. So let's go ahead and do this reflection piece. I'll invite you all to get comfortable. Close your eyes and just take a breath. And I'd like for all of us to just reflect by tapping into your own experience and thinking of a situation in your life, a relation, a circumstance, where you feel at the center of your being that there is a higher vibration of thought and emotion that's needed. So just bring that into your awareness now, whatever that is. And really feel it. Really look at it. And I'll invite you to tap into that high self, that part of you that is divine, and just ask that high self, that divine self, the all that is what kind of action would you need to take to raise your vibration in this area? A spiritual action. And I'll invite you to imagine yourself seeing yourself taking that action now and how that would feel. What does it look like? If it involves another person, imagine how that influences or impacts them when you take that action. Thank you for doing that. I'll invite you all to just open your eyes, taking this moment of reflection. And what we're going to do is have Jim break us off into listening pairs and just share what came up during your moment of reflection and share that with one another. We're going to take about 2.5 minutes each, so it won't be too long. Welcome back, everybody. I hope you had a lively conversation and that something beautiful came through during your reflection time. So what I'd like to do now is just kind of open it up for a whole group discussion, because what I know is that every one of us has our own little life hacks about how we move from being in one of those what we call low vibration states into a higher vibration state. And there's all kinds of ways that people do this, but I really want to hear from you and share what you do with the group, and hopefully we'll all learn something from each other.
I talked to Jerry. Hi, Jerry. Thank you, Jerry. That worked like a charm.
Sometimes I get stubborn in my mood, and just setting it back, like setting music or a background tone, really helps shift things.
I be still and listen.
Well, I had the opportunity to talk with Chase, and he was telling me about the fire, which is close by. And I felt that I needed to pour my love into that situation, allow sunrise to be encompassed by my love at this time. So I'm very thankful for that. Thank you.
When I'm mindful enough, I reflect this aspect that's irritating me from somebody else. Do I ever do that? And of course, the answer is always yes.
I was going to say that's very self-negating. Thank you for that. And yes, and Michelle, thank you for your appreciation.
Go ahead, Samuel.
Well, just like we say, we have that power within. Sometimes it's been misused because of what we think happens from the environment. So one of the things at times I do in this home that I live, I have my room sometimes to be quiet inside, quiet and allow. And just like you're saying, what is happening in the ranch, it concerns me. I can feel that in my heartbeat. Like Michelle said, we send our love, because that's our family. That's us in reality. And something will work. Whether we like it or not, something is coming from ourselves. Thank you.
I've had the privilege of experience of, along the way, letting go of my irks about people trying to train me and tell me what to do, tell me I'm doing things wrong and all that. And just gaining the power to free them from their critical nature and not be defensive and bring more power and support them in being themselves and let the magic happen and not be so personal and defensive or egotistical about the situation.
For me, I find that rather than others being judgmental, a lot of times it's me beating myself up or being too hard with myself, which kind of puts me in paralyzed, and I don't take the action. Yeah. That spirit would really like me to take, and that my heart would really like to take. So what I find is giving myself love and compassion, and it gives me a little space from that so that I can breathe and readjust and then take action.
Well, I've been listening all day on the radio to the hearings before the Senate Judiciary Committee for Amy Barrett, who has been presented by President Trump for a seat on the United States Supreme Court. And these hearings have gone on hour after hour with, of course, Democrats and Republicans presenting almost entirely different agendas and methods of questioning. And I think each side is attempting to perhaps influence her in some way to support their particular agenda. So what I've been doing is imagining in my own consciousness Republicans and Democrats coming together in some way. I know it sounds rather idealistic, but imagining them coming together, no longer attempting to use force, which you were describing earlier, Cees, coming together in a power framework and actually setting aside all of these things which divide them, coming up higher into a transcendent position and coming together to introduce a whole new kind of government, perhaps spiritual government for our country. I know this is totally imaginary, but that's what I've been doing in my own consciousness. And I feel that doing that, I'm putting power into that arena and actually making possible that state of affairs. So
that's I love that, Jerry. I think we could all get behind that and begin imagining that. Isn't that where it starts? You know, to really feel that. Wouldn't that be a beautiful scene to see our leaders actually standing in true power?
See, she were talking about how somehow these things are contagious. You envision something and then someone else picks it up. Jerry and I have been exactly on the same wavelength tonight. I had a vision in this service, even though it seemed unrelated to the content, of going into the White House and declaring it a place of worship, and that only worship would occur there. I had a beautiful encounter with JJ tonight, also blessing the ranch in a sense. And in light of what Michelle said, just want you to know how many people in their hearts hold Sunrise sacred and have done so for so long. And so many things have come close, but none have touched the sacred place. And we're with you in that spirit.
One of my favorite ways to raise frequency, whether it's within me and then so in relation to how I'm with other people in situations, is using the power of the violet cosmic flame. Saint Germain, the Ascended Master, brought this frequency to our world to use to transform, and it transforms everything to a higher frequency, everything that does not serve. And I, every day, I visualize this sacred violet flame in me and on the ranch and everywhere in the world. And that frequency purifies and lifts up and reminds us who we are. And that's one of my favorite ways to raise a frequency between me and everything in the world.
Thank you, Catherine. That's one of the techniques I've used as well. It's so beautiful to flash that violet flame ahead of yourself. For me, the challenge is the never-ending challenge of setting myself a challenge. And so I stimulate my consciousness to meet a challenge head on. And as long as I reach that point, I feel that I'm keeping myself in the creative peak. So I'm always, you know, stimulated by I've got that challenge to meet. I'm going to meet it. And whatever comes my way, I'm going to reach that peak of achievement. I achieve it through dance, movement, fluidity, meditation, song, chant, yoga, anything that I can possibly do that will maintain that element of stimuli and meet the challenge head on. But for me, the main element of that purpose is the Shakespearean quote, to know thyself, to thine self be true. And that's my ultimate challenge, that I can present myself as me, the true person, and be real. So that's the ultimate challenge every single day, to present myself as I know myself, and to be true to that. So it's to be true to myself and to be true to that revelation of me in the world. That's my ultimate challenge. So that's what I tend to do. Cees, thanks for raising the question.
Beautiful, beautiful. I love that you just touched on body-centered practices too, because isn't that a way that we can really raise our vibration, to move, to breathe? I mean, that's a life hack right there. And you're a master at it, Karen, I just got to say. So thank you all so much for just sharing the things that you do to intentionally bring yourself back into power. I'd like to, I know with all that's moving, it'd be wonderful to hear from David. I know he has some prayers, some love that people have sent out to Sunrise Ranch. If you'd like to read those, it'd be lovely.
Oh, beautiful Cease. So loving this time together. These are from Facebook. I can't read all the emojis. Maybe in some cases I'll read the name. In some cases I'll read what they say. But all kinds of beautiful prayers. There's just many comments. So from Lynn Reynolds, Angelica Cooper, Annalise, Teresa Everett says, prayer sent up. Amina B. in Cape Town, love and light, prayers up. Divine right action and divine protection. From Karen, enfolding all the residents of Sunrise Ranch with archangelic healing, and may their deep surround hold everyone safe and secure from any heartache and harm on this day and for all the days ahead. May loving surround enfold you all and the ranch. Stay safe and know you are divinely encased in love, ultimate. Kathy Nugent Cardos, prayers being sent. Debbie Court in Cape Town. Amrock, deep and heartfelt prayers. Lawrence Goronsky in Cape Town. I hope all goes well in the fire retreats. Craven Engel from Camp Joy in Cape Town. Our prayers are with you. Deborah Moldau from Evolutionary Leaders. Oh dear David, my prayers are with you and all our friends at Sunrise Ranch, including the four-legged. Sandra Nash, prayers lifted. Barry Bear, joining with you all in envisaging cool, calm stillness, peace and safety for all the beloved souls, be they feathered, scaled, four-legged, two-legged, or rooted, enfolding you all in love and in light. Carlos Sal Zruta from Brazil, my prayers and my love to you all, dear friends. Sherry Stanford, praying for rain and winds to calm. Claudia Scher, just a hands in prayer. John Person, sending prayers. Prima Joy, prayerful hands and heart. Randall Appel, same. Augie Gage, prayers and affirmation. Howard Goodman, I and all here at Gatehouse Center join you in holding Sunrise Ranch in our heartfelt attunement prayers. Jules in South Australia, sending prayers for you all and all the animals. Patricia Gersu, I am with you and all at Sunrise and that precious place. More from Randall, sending much love and thinking waters. Jeannie Martin from British Columbia, with you all, with all my heart, praying and holding Sunrise Ranch and our sister community safe. Susan LeGrand Levine in Wisconsin, sending love and prayers. Catherine Martell, photo of rain. Nina Abernathy, praying for your safety, for the wind to cease and the fire to die down, safety to you and your animals. Nadia in Montreal, prayers and love for you all and your homes and animals. Stay safe. Paradiso, we are praying for the wind to turn around. Julie Bennett, just all kinds of loving emojis. Nancy Busey, dear Mother Nature, please move the wind and fire away from Sunrise Ranch in Loveland, Colorado, away from our friends, their crops, their animals, and structures. They are universally connected and needed in this world. They do very good work for the benefit of all. We ask that you do this quickly and we are forever in your debt. Namaste.
Wow.
There's more, but maybe that's enough.
Well, for me, it feels like so natural to go into an attunement prayer with one another right now and just feel into that love that has been coming to our field, to Sunrise Ranch, from all over the world. So let's come together in that place where we know power, where we know that love, that peace, that presence. Knowing together here in this moment that God is here amongst us, through us, and as us. Feeling that a current of attunement so powerfully in this moment, in the time that we've shared. Isn't it wonderful to know that this love, this power that is in us, that is shared by us, influences everything. Let us just bring our attention to Sunrise Ranch, to all life in this place, to every heart that has ever been touched by this place. And know right here now in this moment together that all is well. And let us bring this current of love to encircle our globe, this earth, feeling it go just exactly where it's needed. I'm just so grateful for this moment, this time that we have shared, to feel the power and the presence of that one life that is flowing in, through, and as each of us. And I know that for all here together tonight, that we are stepping into our authentic power more fully, moment by moment, breath by breath. And by doing this, our world is so blessed. Wholeness is revealed. Peace is revealed. Just so grateful. Amen. Thank you all for being here tonight, for sharing the power that's in you.
Thank you, Cece.
Thank you, Cece. Thank you, Cece. That was great.
I love you all.
Love you.
Thank you.
Wishes to you all.
Stay safe.
Thank you.
Much love.
Thank you. Thank
you. God bless.
Thank you. Love you.
Thank you.
You too. It's
just so good to look at you, feel this current moving so powerfully. Mm-hmm. I love you all. Love blessings you to you. Thank you. Have a wonderful evening. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yes. Same to you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Night night.
Yeah, good night.